and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and I help creating engineering teams that move the needle. Today, we'll talk about tech advice. It usually is not something that comes up every week, but every so often, you have to decide or help decide about tech questions. That is, considering what you might be changing in your stack, deciding to move from one framework to the other, whether you should be using that new bleeding-edge technology or not, and so forth. And I have a long spiel about how you should be evaluating technical decisions and providing a tech framework, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes. But in this episode, I want to talk about specifically receiving advice. Advising a lot of tech execs, I see that when they need to come up with a decision, they go into research mode. They start reading Medium post after Medium post after Medium post, going over tweets, calling up all their friends and collecting a bunch of data. And you know, this of course has value. I'm not saying you should not be doing your homework, but I am saying that you should always remember that what you are getting when you are going through Medium or whatever is generic advice. It is not advice that is tailored specifically to your company, to your people, to your needs, to your deadlines, and so forth. It might make sense to write your whole app native, and it might not. It might make sense to decide that every microservice in your company can be written in a different language, and it might not. It might make sense to put in blockchain, and it might not. Every company has very specific needs. Every company is a different company. Every company has a different situation. And if you're using generic advice, you're going to see generic results. And so remember that when your quarterly review will be up, you won't be able to point at that Medium post and say, "It told me to do so." You have to realize exactly what your situation entails and how you can best do it. That is why I always recommend checking things for yourself. It's okay to gather some initial information, but your team should be doing POCs and you should be using the advice and information from people you know intimately. I get asked several times a week whether a company should be doing this or that, and I always say the most annoying answer, but it's always right, is it depends. I do not provide advice to companies without knowing them quite intimately because I hate giving generic advice. I know how harmful it might be eventually. And so do yourself a favor and stop accepting whatever is currently trending on Hacker News as the single source of truth. There are companies doing very fine running on PHP, and there are companies that are using, in quotes, the right stack and are still struggling because it is not the right tool for them. You have to tailor things for yourself, and you cannot rely on whatever generic advice you have. Even if something worked for you in your previous company, it does not mean that using that same solution right now is the right thing to do. I kind of hate seeing companies simply copy and paste their stack based on what the founding team did in their previous companies, because this really is using your own generic advice without considering what specifically will be the best for your new company and your new needs. So stop accepting generic advice, or at least research deeply into it, just like this generic advice. Thank you for joining me, and I remind you to check out my Change Catalyst newsletter, link is in the show notes. Talk soon.